Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This is the Vancouver
Commercial
Real Estate Podcast.
And welcome back to the Vancouver Commercial Real Estate Podcast. I'm Corey Wright. And on the program today, we have Evan Richardson joining us from our William Wright Nanaimo office to unpack what we feel will be the best commercial real estate market in 2026, that being Nanaimo. For those who've listened to the program for a while, we've been very bullish on the Central Island, Vancouver Island a whole, more so the Central Island and the greater Nanaimo area. We picked it this year on our outlook when we had it from a company standpoint. We had Rod McKay join us on the program to pick our top five markets to keep an eye on this year. We had pegged it as what we felt would be the best market to keep an eye on in Nanaimo. We had Peter on recently from the Western Investor. They too also earmarked Nanaimo as one of their best markets to watch in 2026. So we have Evan joining us today to unpack why we feel that's a market for everyone to keep an eye on. We talk about asset classes. We talk about below replacement cost value and why that's a successful strategy when you're buying certain types of buildings and assets in certain markets, which definitely works very well in Nanaimo. We talk also about why so many large scale assets have come for sale recently, which if you're from the outside looking in, you might be like, oh, is that a concerning issue? We unpack all of that on the program today. Without further ado, let's get to our episode today with Evan Richardson from our William Wright Commercial Nanaimo office. Enjoy, guys.
This podcast is presented by Impact Commercial.
Impact Commercial, John, Alan, the team over there are fantastic. They've all been on the show.
They have, yeah.
Friends of the show.
Great guys.
Wealth of experience. They can help with all your commercial financing needs.
Whether it's owner-occupiers, land development funds, commercial investments, or multifamily, these guys got you covered.
And they recently obtained their CMHC correspondent lender status.
So for all your commercial lending needs, visit them at impactcommercial.ca.
That's impactcommercial.ca.
Zentera has done it again. Recently named Multifamily Home Builder of the Year by the Home Builders Association of Vancouver and the Canadian Home Builders Association of BC, Zentera continues to move forward on new projects. And their latest, Butte, a new condo community in West Clayton, is now selling. With construction already underway, buyers can purchase with confidence knowing that the project is moving forward.
Butte offers one, two, and three-bedroom condos located just 3 blocks to the future SkyTrain Adam. These condos come with tons of inclusions like gas ranges, air conditioning, and designer-selected finishes. Residents will have access to the rooftop patio, fitness center, on-site daycare, co-working space, games room, and tons of outdoor space with 3 playgrounds. Estimated completion is summer 2028.
The best deals are happening now. Visit Zentera's home store in South Surrey to get all the details or check out the floor plans at buttecondos.ca. That's B-U-T-E condos.ca.
All right, we're here today with Evan Richardson joining us from our Nanaimo, William Wright Commercial's Nanaimo office. And Evan, why we wanted to have you on the program here today is recently we had Rod on the program here to talk about our top markets for 2026. We had the Western Investor Group on last year to talk about their picks for 2026. And both of us aligned this year with Nanaimo. And I've been very bullish on Nanaimo. The broker's been very bullish on Nanaimo. You're one of the experts in our office over there. But Evan, before we dig into what we feel is going to be BC's best commercial real estate market in 2026, can you tell us more about yourself and how you got into commercial real estate?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I've been a long-time listener of the podcast, so nice to get on here and chat about Nanaimo. But yeah, a little bit about me. Grew up, born and raised in Nanaimo, got a background in hockey. Up until I was about 22, that's all I really focused on and all I really did with my life. So fortunate enough to play junior hockey up here and go down to the States, play a little college hockey down there, and then put a few years over a pro over in Europe. COVID hit. I just never went back, started living at home and got into the working force here and back in Nanaimo. So obviously, with things that have gone on over the past little bit. I thought it was a good opportunity to kind of start the career over in Nanaimo. Obviously, I was kind of looking for something I could do long term in Nanaimo and kind of help the region out a little bit. Kind of how I landed on commercial real estate. I love the city. I love seeing it grow and seeing what it's becoming. So yeah, I just feel like it was a good fit for my personality, for what I wanted to do with my life. And yeah, it's been great so far. Really enjoying it.
Well, we're thrilled to have you at William Wright Commercial, obviously. And like we talked about at the start of the program, is we picked Nanaimo as kind of one of the markets that we feel is going to be best this year. The Western Investor, we had Peter on, also felt Nanaimo was kind of the one star in the province here that we're all looking towards. What makes Nanaimo such an attractive market for investors primarily, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great city. I obviously love it. That's why I come back here and that's why I've chosen to live here. But I think there's so much for the city to offer. I mean, in terms of where the city is and where it is on the map, you're close to Vancouver, you're close to Victoria. It's a gateway to the island. You've got, you know, obviously it's naturally just a beautiful place to live. People are great here, but obviously there's so much opportunity here, and you're seeing that now with the economy and what they want to do with the city. And I just think being in this location gives you so many open doors to other things.
Well, I think if we peel back the curtain a little bit, we see a lot of mandates for very large institutions and pension funds and all these groups that are looking to buy assets. Nanaimo feels like it hits a lot of boxes there. And again, peeling back the curtain, a lot of groups will look for, you know, communities of no less than 100,000 with trade areas of like 250,000, above average population growth, all of which Nanaimo hits on all those accords. One thing I think we've noticed from a brokerage, and you can probably elaborate better on this than I can, is a lot more external demand coming into the market and not just localized demand. And by that, I mean, when you go pull titles in Nanaimo, you'll probably find, you know, 80, 90% of the titles probably registered to some address in Nanaimo. People buy what they know. But now you're having a lot more external demand, investors, investor groups, even tenants that now are looking to get into that marketplace. Why do you think there's so much demand for Nanaimo, primarily for investors and stuff like that, now to buy into that market? It's always been there, but what's changed over the past few years that now it seems like it's moved up the rankings?
Yeah, I think one of the major things is naturally the population of Nanaimo is growing. I think if you look at the average of the province and where it is, Nanaimo continues to beat that just naturally, just being where it is. And, you know, I think a lot of people are getting priced out of Vancouver and they're looking elsewhere for other opportunities. And that's kind of where you're seeing Nanaimo as a baseline and start for.
Evan, one thing I hear a lot about is a strategy a lot of investors use is what they call buying below replacement cost value. So what that is on the surface for the listeners is if I can buy the land and a building that's already built, preferably tenanted for $4 million, but the replacement cost value of the building alone, assuming a complete destruction of the building in today's construction costs, is a higher price than what I can acquire the land and building for. A lot of people will use that as part of their strategy below replacement cost value. Why is that important? Like, why is that a strategy that probably works really, really well in Nanaimo right now?
Yeah, there's a funny joke that the realtors have over here. It's, you know, there's probably 7 or 8 office buildings downtown, and in about 10 years, there will probably be about 7 or 8 office buildings left. So it kind of just speaks to that. You know, everything is below replacement cost value right now. There's not going to be a lot of investors coming in, buying land and putting up an office building. It's just too expensive. You can lease a space for far less than you can build a new spot for anybody. So that's kind of what you're seeing now in the market, which is helping to drive kind of the rates up. Rates are still relatively low in terms of where it should be against, you know, a place like Vancouver or Victoria, but you know, that's what's kind of driving the demand here. Is just there isn't a lot of inventory in that office and retail space right now.
So even with retail, I would think, and maybe you'll be able to describe this better than I can. I'll use a bigger brush to paint this, but like in Lower Mainland, there's next to no developing going on compared to what we saw, you know, the past decade. And we had Brad Jones on from West Group just recently, sort of unpacking why developers aren't building at the pace they were. Although it's going to be a housing crunch down the road for sure. Is in the base of a lot of those buildings, you'd find good retail along busy nodes. And I'm only going to guess, and you can provide better clarity. That's not happening in Nanaimo. The building is obviously isn't getting built at the same pace it was before. Thus, you might not have nearly as much retail coming into the marketplace. That's going to put ultimately release rates of existing retail through the roof, I would think, because retail seems like it's the darling asset class that everyone's after right now.
Yeah, if you're not getting those kind of mixed-use buildings being built, you're stuck with the inventory you got. And with the city in like Nanaimo, if you go from 120,000 to, you know, 140,000, 150,000 people in the next couple of years, you're left with the same opportunities in terms of retail space than you would be. So it really is really putting a crunch on what there is available right now. You know, there's people that are looking for spaces that are just kind of sitting waiting with their money because, you know, there isn't the right space for their business to grow. And it's not the right setting for them right now. So they're just kind of sitting and waiting for the right space to pop up. And that's, again, it's just putting more pressure on things in terms of the timeline needed for people to make decisions on if they want a space or not. And it's really driving the rates up.
Well, I would also think from the tenant stand, this is just from a brokerage standpoint, it feels like there's a lot more demand from, you know, national, international tenants that want to be in Nanaimo. And I know even up at ICSC there, talking to a lot of major retailers, a lot of people are like, we want to get into the Central Island. We want to expand in the Central Island. Why do you think Nanaimo's time is now with a lot of these retailers that have been on the island, maybe for quite some time, but maybe more in the greater Victoria area than now and expand in Nanaimo?
Yeah, I mean, I think the opportunity in Nanaimo is there hasn't been that kind of national, those national tenants here for quite a while. There's a lot of, you know, local shops and local brands. And I think the national tenants are realizing that There's a lot of traffic here in Nanaimo. I think if you're from Nanaimo, you know how much of a driving city it is. I mean, if you just look at the geography of the city, it's one log tube. There's a mountain on one side and the ocean on the other. You got to go north and south. So
yeah,
everybody in Nanaimo drives. It's just the way of life here. It's just kind of the way it is. And that really sets up businesses in terms of you can go anywhere. People are going to find you. They're going to drive. They're going to stop in. They're going to go to your place. It doesn't really matter where it is because everybody drives here. It's just kind of naturally how it works. And it just kind of, you know, if you can't find something in the area you want to be in, it allows you to go outside that area. If you can't find somewhere in the north end, you can go south. People will find you. They're going to come to you. And that's something that's really becoming evident here in the city.
So we got a lack of inventory, lack of development, overwhelming demand to get in. It just seems like almost a perfect storm for investors to get in now. And I know we've been very bullish about Nanaimo. We've talked about it for years on the program, but I still think there's still a decent amount of runway there. One thing I'm gonna throw out here is if I'm an educated investor, and let's say I'm in the know, by I mean in the know, like I'm getting off-market products sent to me and stuff like that, there seems like there's been a larger amount of larger scale assets that have come available or transacted on in the past, call it year and a half, let's say maybe even 2 years. I know one that jumps to mind is Metro Station there, which for people that know Nanaimo, it's where you can find Browns and Little Caesars and Subway and Starbucks. It's a great, great little center there. I believe that sold in multiple offers. I'm pretty sure, Nevin, you might know better than I do. But why are you seeing some of these larger scale retail plazas come for sale and either transact or are still being shopped around? Like, why is that happening in a market? If I'm on the outside looking in, is that something I should be worried about?
Yeah. I mean, from the outside looking in, that's exactly it. You'd be worried. You might think, oh, what the heck's going on over there? But the issue is, I mean, there's been so little inventory and a lot of these owners, we can call them legacy owners if we want to. These people are kind of just, it's gotten to the point where they're just taking profits because, you know, prices have gone up so much, given that the inventory isn't strong and there isn't a lot around here. If you look at kind of, you know, those bigger centers that have transacted or are on the market now, you look at Northtown Center, Woodgrove, Dickinson Crossing, I think was one of them a couple of years ago, Metro Station just sold multiple offers. The price on those was too good to pass up for those current owners that, you know, they're taking profits and why wouldn't they? So it just kind of speaks to the attention and the involvement in Nanaimo right now that people want to get into the market. They want their feet on the ground here and they want their money placed in assets that are going to continue to grow over time here over the next few years.
One asset class we haven't really talked about just yet. We talked about office. We've obviously talked about demand for retail, industrial. And it feels like the industrial boom, and I say industrial boom, I'm talking about like all the strata small bay stuff that was built everywhere. It this never seemed like it got to Nanaimo. Like, you go down to the West Shore and Langford area, and there's a ton of square footage available down there and a ton that was built. Why didn't maybe Nanaimo get that same industrial boom in your opinion?
Yeah, it's been definitely an issue here. I think, you know, if you look at the vacancy rate in Nanaimo, it is not very high. I would say it's probably sub 1% here over the last little bit. And there's, you know, there are a few smaller projects kind of underway, a few ones, you know, off of Boban and in the Jingle Pot area, a couple off of Boxwood coming up. There's plans for some in the South End to kind of grow. But yeah, there just hasn't been a lot of new industrial projects and spaces hitting the market over the last little bit. And the land has just been too expensive for people to buy and build on. And that's kind of what you're seeing. If there's nothing being built, population continues to grow, same as office and retail. It just squeezes the market. And, you know, there are people that, you know, want industrial space. Again, they're sitting and waiting for stuff to pop up. And hopefully that kind of sorts itself out over the next couple of years of people looking at coming in and building more industrial spaces for people, because there is a huge demand for it.
I think I read, and I'm probably going to butcher this, I think it was 2030 or 2040. The prediction was, in the current absorption of the industrial product in Nanaimo, that they're going to be out of industrially zoned land to build on by that time, because everything was in the ALR and they were trying to figure out how to get that out of the ALR. But it seems like a pretty good, reasonable suggestion that that could be an asset class that maybe isn't the best asset class in a lot of markets right now, but maybe in a market like Nanaimo, where it just seems like it lacks a lot of industrial, a lot of good industrial, that when it comes available, that's something that investors should keep their eye on.
Yeah, and especially if you look at kind of the south end of Nanaimo. I mean, again, we touched on how the city's built between a mountain and an ocean. You got to go north or south, and if you go south, your gateway to Vancouver and to Victoria is right there. I mean, you've got two BC Ferries routes here. You got the barge coming out of Nanaimo. You got lots of things for industrial stuff needed.
I'd be really curious, as someone local there, with the introduction of the Hello Ferry, that seems like it's got a lot of success with it coming downtown to Nanaimo. I know I joke, because I live in Coquitlam, and it takes me size an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half to get home. And I could take the Hello Ferry from Vancouver to Nanaimo faster than I can drive out to Coquitlam. Has that had any impact at all, maybe on what's happening over there? Because I do see people that take it. I hear really good things about it. Apparently it's full. So is that stuff that they can continue to look to expand and help maybe the population growth in the right markets?
Yeah, 100%. It's just another way for, you know, way of life here to be easier if you need to connect over and back to Vancouver. I think, you know, if you are in Vancouver and you're looking for a satellite location for an office, I mean, Nanaimo is perfect and poised for that. I mean, I can park my car, be over in Vancouver, downtown Canada Place in an hour and 10 minutes. So, you know, I think if you're driving in from Abbotsford, it's easier to sit there on your phone or watch the ocean pass by than it is to go stare at, you know, brake lights for an hour and a half. So yeah, it's just another thing that's made life here a little bit more appealing to people. You know, there's a Canuck game, you can bomb over and back, you don't miss anything. Yeah, it's just another tool for the city here to kind of grow. And it's just another positive for the people that choose to live and work here.
In your opinion, where's Nanaimo in 10 years? Like, obviously, there's a lot of developing going on over there. We talked a little bit earlier, maybe the development isn't at the same pace it once was, but that's normal everywhere. There's a lot of developing still going over there. There's been, I believe I read it was like back-to-back years of record building permits issued for both commercial and residential. Where's Nanaimo in 10 years from now? Like, what's the next step looks like?
Yeah, I think definitely over the next couple of years, you're going to see it kind of just continue to grow. I mean, the secret's out. I think it was just named number one or two in Canada on, you know, quality of life or places to live. So the secret's there. People know about it now. I think if you look at just the way of life, Nanaimo is just a great place to live and work. And there's such a considerate effort with the city of Nanaimo right now to grow and to continue to improve the economy. They've got projects going on all over downtown. If you look at, you know, the new Soundworks building, Commercial Street, they've got the Nanaimo Reimagined program going on where they're asking what people want and what they want to see over the next few years. So, you know, I don't know. Hopefully we get to that Langford area where we just start building and growing and the economy just starts to boom. But, you know, I think the demand is there and people want to see the city grow and continue to improve on the things that they've done over the past few years in terms of investment and production.
So if it was your money and money was limitless, what asset class do you buy in Nanaimo?
I mean, we kind of touched on it. I think the office and retail space are so high in demand right now. You know, the office and retail space are different, but I mean, the retail space, if you look at just the community serving formats, kind of the strip malls or neighborhood centers, those kind of mixed use stuff, I think that's probably where you'd want to go. I can't remember the last time I saw something in a strip mall come up and last more than a month. Like, you call somebody on a retail space in a strip mall and they've already got somebody moving in if somebody just moved out. So if I was smart, which, you know, the jury's probably out on that one, I would definitely probably park my money into the retail space and maybe just in that strip mall sector.
Well, it's funny. I remember having a conversation with a banker before and he was asking me, like, what's the retail vacancy in Nanaimo? And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, it's probably too small of a market for someone to properly track it. But I told him, I'm like, drive around and find me a for lease sign. And he was like, ah, good point. I'm like, there's nothing. Very rarely see it, to your point there. Evan, we appreciate you taking your time out of your busy day today and kind of unpacking a little bit more why I know we're very bullish on Nanaimo. You live the market there. You grew up there. Other companies are very bullish on Nanaimo. So thank you for taking a few minutes to kind of unpack that for us. But before we let you go, we got a six-pack of lighthearted questions. If you have a few more minutes to kind of hang out with us, we'd love to pick your brain a little bit more.
Of course. I love this part of the program.
All right. I'm going to lead here by saying, I think you were very humble in your hockey intro there of your history in hockey there. So I've got a little bit of a hockey six pack here ready to go. We're gonna date stamp this. Okay. It's 11 a.m. Friday, February 20th. We're about half hour or 45 minutes past a 3-2 Canada win over Finland. McKinnon scored with less than 2 minutes left, I believe. Question number one, does Canada win gold?
Yeah, I'm surprised we were able to get through the interview. My heart rate was still pretty high when we started this, but I hope so. I hope it's the U.S. in the final, and I hope we get it done. That's just the way it should be.
Yeah, I know.
I was a little scared, actually, that we would be Canada and U.S. playing for bronze, and there would be no holds barred. That was kind of what I was scared for, but yeah, this is the perfect storm going on here.
Yeah, well, hopefully U.S. pulls up their end of the bargain, and they can win and get in the final with Canada. Next question up. A book recommendation for our listeners, and doesn't necessarily have to be real estate related, but can be.
I think a couple of my favorites would be Atomic Habits. It's a good one.
Great book. Great book.
And I think The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. I won't swear on the program, but that's probably another good one.
Another great book. A lot of guests have brought up similar books or even those books. Favorite vacation spot when you find the time on your busy schedule?
We're pretty fortunate. My family, my grandpa bought and built a cabin on Hornby Island. So
nice.
That's probably one of, if not the nicest place on earth. So yeah, yeah. I'll definitely say Hornby Island.
Absolutely. Good one. Do Canucks get first overall pick this year?
They will come last in the league and they'll get the third overall pick.
If you were in charge of the Canucks, what would you do to change momentum here? It feels like, I'm going to use the word dumpster fire, and I'm not saying it. I'm just using it from a pure descriptive standpoint. That's what it feels like we're looking at. With your hockey background, what do you change with Vancouver to get us back on track?
Where do we start? I just think they need a couple years of really, really bad. Take the rebuild bottle, take a second. The city's still going to support the team. It's not going anywhere, and just build from the bottom. I mean, you've seen teams in the past couple of years. I mean, San Jose did it.
Yeah. They
obviously, point. Lucked out pretty good getting Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith back to back. But, you know, I just think start at the bottom, start again. The city will be here when you get back and waiting for them.
It's Friday night. You've had a couple of drinks. You find yourself in a karaoke bar. What song are you singing when someone took the mic in your face?
Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
Oh, good one. I don't think we've ever had that on the program. That's a really, really good one there. It's funny you say that. I was listening to the Luke Combs version of that song driving in this morning. So, great choice. Great choice. Favorite band or musician?
I mean, you just mentioned him. Luke Combs is definitely up there.
Oh, there you go.
But I'll stick with the Canadian. I'll throw Nickelback in there too.
Oh,
saw them live at Lake Town this summer and it was incredible.
Oh, I knew there was a reason why we hired you. That just brought it full circle there for me right now. Last question up. predictions for real estate for 2026. What happens? It feels like we're into a juggernaut of a start. How does the year finish up if we're looking back at 2026, December 31st?
Yeah, I mean, the outlook on the industry has to be positive just coming off of 2025. And I think the T word, the tariff word, is finally behind us. I think we can kind of move on and put investors to at rest, and it's gonna improve here. I think we're ready to move on from that. And you know, there's a bit of talk with the PST stuff coming in for the market now and how that's going to affect it. But really, I think the outlook on the market has to be positive. I think people are ready to kind of put their money back out there and park their money in assets that are going to continue to grow, especially here on the island.
Could agree with you more. Evan, how can our listeners find out more about what you're working on, what you're doing, and all about William Wright Commercial in Nanaimo? How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, always by email, always by phone. Try to keep my phone on as much as possible. So give me a call, send me an email. I'd love to connect with you on that. On Instagram, Richardson Realty VI. And you can always reach out to me there as well.
Amazing. Well, Evan, thank you so much for taking your time today. I know you're super, super busy, but thanks for taking the time to join us today to unpack what we feel will be BC's best commercial real estate market in 2026.
Appreciate the time, Corey. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Evan. Take care. There you have it, folks. Our interview today with Evan Richardson from William Wright Commercial Nanaimo. Great episode. I think he kind of highlighted a lot of what I think a lot of people kind of felt were kind of highlights with regards to the investment side of things there. He also touched base on why lease rates seem like they're growing, why there's, you know, national and international tenants now coming in the marketplace. But also, I think he put to rest there a little bit too on why some of the larger assets have come for sale. A lot of pension funds and institutions own these very large centers. And in times of uncertainty, which we saw in 2025 and 2024, is cash can sometimes always be king. And by that, I mean, they may look to sell an asset here or there to put some money in the bank just during the uncertain markets there. But nevertheless, it was a great episode. Had Evan on there. Unpacked a lot of things. I highly encourage people, those who are interested in Nanaimo, to reach out to him. Very, very knowledgeable guy. Does a great job for us over in the Nanaimo office there, along with the other agents that we have in the marketplace there. And so if those people are looking to potentially find out more information about commercial real estate, you can visit our website, williamwright.ca. You can always shoot me an email, corey@williamwright.ca. Always happy to hear from listeners and put you in touch with agents throughout the province to help better service what you're looking for in commercial real estate. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back next week with another great episode. Take care.
Subscribe today.